After 14 months in Iraq, a hard-hit National Guard unit has come home. The 1544th Transportation Company suffered the most deaths and injuries for a guard unit its size. Now the survivors are back in Paris, Illinois. And in that small town yesterday, they received a welcome from thousands of people holding flags and thank you signs. NPR's Cheryl Corley was there.
The soldiers arrived in three charter buses led by siren-wailing police cars. The first to greet them as they stepped off the buses was a group of chanting tiny school children waving flags in their hands. The soldiers in desert camouflage marched in formation past Paris High School, which was decked out in ribbons and welcoming signs. Then they headed to the courthouse square. Relatives and friends shouted, waved, and cried, letting loose a 14-month wave of pent-up emotion. For Guardsman Cole Elmer, it was overwhelming.
It's wonderful. It's like a dream.
During its tour of duty in Iraq, the 1544th delivered supplies and mail around Baghdad. Company commander Brandon Tackett spoke at a brief ceremony in front of the war memorial outside the Paris courthouse. He said the unit came under enemy fire more than 60 times, drew more than 100 mortar attacks, and sustained numerous injuries, earning the soldiers 32 Purple Hearts.
These fine soldiers before you will go home knowing that they've been there, done that, and exceeded anyone's expectations.
Not everyone came back, and Commander Tackett recognized the two women and three men who lost their lives in Iraq. Brian Heiderman's daughter, Amber, did return. Still, he wore a shirt that read, "Never forget the fallen five."
You know, I know they're here in spirit, but not everybody gets to wave to them and that type of thing. So, as a vet myself, I thought, you know, that's one of the things I can do to let their family members know that we're welcoming them home too, even if it's just in memory.
So the reunions were often tearful with the knowledge that the soldiers who had returned were the lucky ones. Sergeant Gary Trover hugged his wife Barbara tightly.
I'm home. I won't leave
hey,
no more.
Praise God, you're home, Gary.
I'm done. I'm going to retire.
After 21 years with the unit, Trover says he's done his time with the Guard. But like other members of the 1544th, Trover said the group's bond is deep. 21-year-old Stephanie James says after going through so much, the unit became very close-knit.
I'm so grateful to have been deployed with these people because they have helped me get through everything, just like family. We've all become one big family through this deployment.
Stephanie's mother, Wanda James, watched with tears in her eyes as her daughter spoke. She admitted she was close to fainting as she picked out her child among the marching soldiers.
Yes, I was. I have missed you so much. I know. I love you.
Me too.
I think your dad was going to have a heart attack.
The unit has 90 days off before it reports again for drills at the Paris Armory. In the immediate future, the soldiers of the 1544th will just get used to being home. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Paris, Illinois.